Well, hello, everybody. I'm Kay. Thank you for tuning into my podcast, Encouragement Fuel for the Journey, where I believe encouragement is fuel for our journey. Now, on this podcast, I want to encourage and empower you to fulfill your God-given destiny by sharing some insights and truths found in the Word of God. Each week, we'll dive into the Word and explore how we can overcome challenges, find purpose, and positively impact the world. Now, whether you're a seasoned believer or just starting to explore your faith, I believe that the Word of God can transform your life and bring you hope and encouragement. So join me today as we get fueled through encouragement in the Word of God. Well, hello, everybody. This is Kay with Encouragement Fuel for the Journey. I am so happy that you tuned in today. I'm telling you, God is speaking to us inside of His Word. And I want to encourage you today. Before we get started, season 2, episode 12, you know, I believe encouragement is fuel for the journey. And today we're going to talk a little bit about being validated and approved by God. Yeah, you heard me right. Validated and approved by God. You know that this is the year of the open door, and it's going to be so vitally important, right, that we learn how to be validated and approved by God and not by man. Because if we don't understand that God has already validated us and God has already approved us, it's going to be very difficult for us to go through the open door. So God's agenda requires an open door. The open door requires our obedience, and we know that our obedience will require us to align, and then our alignment will require some of us to make a shift. So we want to be ready to make that shift and go boldly and courageously right through every open door that God has for us. So let's get into it. Again, validated and approved by God. So I want to encourage you, first of all, to stop waiting for familiar validation. And that's in quotes, familiar validation. And you may ask, what is familiar validation? Well, I'm glad you asked. Familiar validation is that validation that you need to get, you feel like you need to get from friends, from family, from your family members, from your friends, sometimes even your pastor or your church. You're looking for people that are familiar with you to validate you. But I want to let you know, there are many of you listening to me right now. You've been hindered. You've been hung up. And in a sense, you've been stuck because you're waiting for someone that's familiar to you to validate and approve of you. And so I believe that God is saying it's time now to understand and accept that He's already validated you. He's already approved of you, and He needs you to go forward without that familiar validation. So what happens when those who are most familiar with you are the ones who support you the least? Oh, come on. What happens when that, you know, what happens when we go through that? And I think all of us have experienced that, right? Wanting someone that we're close to validate us, to encourage us, and we don't get it, right? So maybe they won't acknowledge your gifts and your anointing. Maybe they won't acknowledge your skills and the abilities that God has given you. Maybe they won't acknowledge your voice. So many people have not moved forward in the things of God because they are still waiting for familiar validation and approval. But I just feel like I needed to hop on today in this podcast to let someone know that God said, I've already validated you. I've already approved you. And it's time for you to move on from needing that familiar validation to doing what He's called you to do, to doing what He's already placed in your heart. So we're going to go over 3 fuel points today. And we're going to talk about determine who want, the first fuel point will be determine who you want to please. You need to make a determination. Fuel point number 2, understand that you have already been approved and validated by God. And then fuel point number 3 is allow God's grace to speak for you. Glory to God. So fuel point number 1, determine who you want to please. It's time to make a determination. Who do you want to please? Do you want to please God or do you want to please man? And sometimes when we won't go forward, right? Listen, oh my God, I need somebody to hear this. We are allowing the lack of validation from our family to hold our destiny in hostage, to hold our destiny in prison, to hold up what God's called us to do. Did you hear what I'm saying? So let me ask you this. Do you have your call, your abilities, your destiny locked up in the validation of somebody else? Oh, waiting for that validation? It's time to set your destiny free and move forward in what God's called you to do. Listen, Galatians 1 and 10 says this. Am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of God. Oh my God, did you hear that? Paul was saying, I'm not trying to approve. I'm not trying to get the approval of man. I'm trying to get the approval of God. He goes on to say, if I wanted to get the approval of man, there's no way I can be a servant of God. It's hard to serve God when you need man's approval. Oh, I said something right there. I said, it's hard to serve God when you're still looking for man's approval. I believe some people are going to get set free from that today, from the approval of man. Let me read John 12, 42 and 43 to you. It says this. Yet at the same time, many, even among the leaders, believed in him. They're talking about Jesus. Many people believed in Jesus, even the leaders. But because of the Pharisees, they would not openly acknowledge their faith for fear that they would be put out of the synagogue, for they loved human praise more than praise from God. Oh, my goodness. Is God not speaking? I believe God is speaking. Is that you today? Are you needing human praise? Are you needing human validation to openly live for the Lord, to openly do what God's called you to do? Do you need someone to praise you before you can go forward? I'm telling you right now, God is calling you to shake that off, shake that need for validation of man off, and begin to go forward and advance the kingdom in what he has placed in your heart to do. I believe a strong conviction is coming on many of you right now. And even as I'm talking, you're thinking in your heart, and you know already that God has called you to write that book. God has called you to write that play. God has called you to sing. God has called you to maybe start a business. Maybe he's called you to write poetry. Maybe he's called you to paint. There's so many areas. It's not only just the preaching ministry that I'm speaking of here. God has placed so many different gifts and abilities inside of his people, but you're waiting to get man to validate you and to approve of it before you go forward. It is now time to shake that off and move forward in the things of God. Amen. Amen. Fuel point number two. Understand that you have already been approved and validated by God. That is so important that you really, really get that. I want to read a scripture to you, Romans 8, 28 through 31. And it says this, and we know that all things work together for the good of those who love him, love the Lord, and who have been called according to his purpose. See, we read that a lot, right? And we like to go to that as our go-to scripture saying, oh yeah, all things are going to work out, you know, for the good because I'm loving God and I'm called according to his purpose. But the question is, are you? If you're really called according to his purpose, are you really walking out his purpose? Because this scripture has a prerequisite. All things will work out for the good to them who love God, who are called according to his purpose. So are you doing his purpose? Are you doing what he placed in your heart, his will, his design for your life? That's when all things begin to work together for your good. But if you are afraid and fearful and needing validation of man, I don't think you're walking out his will according to his purpose. But let me read on. It says in verse 29, for those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And watch this. And those he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. All within that passage, it doesn't sound like man had anything to do with God's hand on your life. Oh, come on. Somebody needs to hear that right now. God has called you. He's justified you. He's the one that glorifies you, not man. And finally, verse 31. I love verse 31 because it says, what then shall we say in response to these things? What things? All the things I just mentioned. About being called according to his purpose, about being predestined by God, being justified by God, being glorified by God. He said, what can we say to all those things? It says, if God is for us, who can be against us? Oh, let me tell you something. When you make up your mind to go ahead and say, I know God has validated me, God has approved of me, and you begin to walk forward in the thing that he's placed on your heart, you can boldly stand up and you can say, if God be for me, who can be against me? It doesn't matter if my family's against me, if even, God forbid, my church is against me, or even my pastor may not agree with me. If you know that God has called you to do a thing, you can boldly say, if God is for me, who can be against me? That's exactly what this scripture is referring to. Glory to God. Remember, we're on fuel point number two. Understand that you have already been approved and validated by God. And the final scripture within this point is this, Jeremiah 1:4-5. And the word of the Lord came to me saying, talking about Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. So you know what that means? That before your mama knew your daddy, glory to God, God said, I've already called you to a work on this earth and in this time and in this season. Maybe it's not a prophet. Maybe it's not a preacher. Maybe it's a teacher. Maybe it's an artist. Maybe it's a singer. Maybe you're going to do praise, worship, and dancing. Who knows what it is? But you know what's in your heart. You know what you've been gifted to do. And watch this. Maybe he's called you at such a time as this to be a writer. But the thing, the takeaway point here is that he called you before the foundations of the earth. He already knew what he wanted you to do. And this is why this is important. It's important because he didn't have to ask your family for this. He called you before you were even here. He already had a plan and a purpose for your life. He didn't need your friend's permission. He didn't need your family's permission. He didn't need your community's permission. He didn't need your country's permission. He already validated you and approved you before you even were in the womb of your mother. Oh, glory to God. So watch this too. He knew every one of your mistakes before you made it. Oh, that's so powerful. That's so powerful. Can I tell you why that's so powerful? And that's why it's so important. And I need somebody to really grab a hold of this. Why? Because many of you won't go forward because of the mistakes you've made. Many of you won't go forward because you feel like you've gone too far. But I'm here to let you know that your call, what God has put in your heart, it predates your mistakes. Oh, I said something. It predates your mistakes. Don't you know that before God even called you, he knew what you were going to do. He knew the missteps. He knew the mishaps. He knew the sins that you would even make. But he also knew that you would repent and that you would get it right before him. So I want to tell you today, if you've repented for whatever that thing is, shake it off, receive his forgiveness, and move forward in power and in might and in boldness and in courage to do what God's called you to do. Because again, remember your call, what he placed in your heart, is he didn't just wake up one morning and say, huh, I've decided to give her or him a gift. No, he already had his gift, your gift ready before you were even born, which means he knew everything you were going to do before you were even born. It did not make him change his mind. Oh, they're going to really mess up bad in this area. But God knew that you would also not only mess up, but you would confess up and he would forgive you. And he's expecting you to move forward in the thing that he's put in your heart. Oh, glory to God. I pray that you are stirred to receive God's validation and approval today. And finally, my last point, fuel point number three, allow God's grace to speak for you. Oh, come on. Did you hear me? Allow God's grace to speak for you. 1 Corinthians 15:10 says this. This is Paul talking. He says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. Oh, glory to God. That excites me because see, we know who Paul was, right? We know that Paul, before he became Paul, he was Saul, and he was going around to the different cities and he was gathering Christians. He was gathering believers and he was throwing them in prison. He was against Christians. And so for the Lord to get a hold of this man, glory to God, change his life, He became a born-again Christian on fire for God. God had already predestined that he was going to be an apostle and do great and mighty works. Even when he was throwing Christians in prison, God's hand was already on his life. That's so powerful to me. But let me read it again. He says, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain." He said, "But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God was with me." So in other words, he was like, all the work I've done, all the work I'm doing at the time he wrote this is not because of who I am. Not that I'm so special and I'm so, you know, I'm so powerful, but it's because of God's grace on my life. So I want you to know you need to let God's grace speak for you. Do you know what grace means in the Greek? Grace means kindness. Do you know that your gift is the kindness of God? If you can sing well, that's God's kindness. Oh, if you're a preacher, that's God's kindness. If you're an amazing teacher, that's God's kindness on your life. Glory to God. If you're a dancer, if you're a writer, whatever gift and ability, whatever God's placed in your heart, that is God's kindness. That, and it also means his favor. It means also it's God extending himself, bending down, glory to God, inclining to you. Oh, that's so powerful. He loves you so much that he's inclining. That grace means I'm giving you the ability, the skills to do what I've placed in your heart. I am for you. And he wants to see you go forward. Let me tell you something. There are people that God has ordained for you to reach with what he's placed in your heart. And unfortunately, and sadly enough, sometimes it won't be your family. Sometimes your family won't hear what you have to say. They won't hear that you've been called of God, but that's okay. You're going to have to get to a point, watch this, where you draw a line in the sand and say, okay, it's time to draw a line in the sand. I'm going to make a decision that I'm going to be validated by God and go forth in that validation and that approval because he's already approved me. And let me give you this last scripture. Right before we sign off, Luke 4, 24 through 27. Now, Jesus was talking. I love this because this is the, I call it the red letter edition, if you will. Jesus was speaking and he was talking to the men in the synagogue. And he said, "Truly, I tell you," he continued, "no prophet is accepted in his own town, in his hometown." And another version says it like this: "A prophet is without honor in his hometown. I assure you that there were many widows in Israel in Elijah's time when the sky was shut up for 3.5 years and there was a severe famine throughout the land. Yet Elijah was not sent to any of them, but to a widow in Zarephath in the region of Sidon." Oh, I need somebody to hear that. In other words, God had to send Elijah out of his hometown, out of his home area, all the way to a foreigner, to a widow to help them because he was not received in his own town. Oh, somebody needs to hear that. That is such a powerful, powerful illustration of what that looks like. You may, and I'm going to go into this a little further. Let me continue to read. And then it says, and there were many in Israel with leprosy. This is his second example. In the time of Elisha, the prophet. The first one was Elijah. The second one was Elisha. It says there were many that had leprosy in Israel during the time of Elisha, the prophet, yet none of them was cleansed. Only Naaman, the Syrian. Why? He's making these points to let people know that because prophets are without honor, when you have an anointing on your life and these gifts and abilities that God has given you, sometimes those who are the most familiar with you will not honor you. But you have to be okay with not being honored by man, knowing that you're already honored by God. Watch this. Oftentimes, right, those that are familiar with you are so familiar with you that they're familiar with your mistakes. They're familiar with your weaknesses. They're even familiar and intimate with your attitude. And so they fail to see the grace on your life. I want you to understand they can't get past, oh my God, they can't get past your humanity to see your anointing. Oh, I said something right there. They can't get past your humanity, what they know you've done, the mistakes you've made, and some things you said that maybe wasn't so godly. They can't even get past that enough to see that God has called you. So watch this. They can't see who God has made you because they have already determined who you are. But I'm here to remind you that God said, I've approved of you and I've already validated you. And it's now time, especially for those who've been sitting back waiting for that one person or group of people to approve them, to give them a check, to give them a green light. The God of the universe, right, has already given you a green light. Even before you were born, he placed that in your heart. And it's time for you to go forward. So let me encourage you today to receive God's validation today. Glory to God. And just a quick recap. Remember, you need to determine who you want to please. If it's going to be God or man, fuel point number two, understand that you have already been approved and validated by God. And finally, fuel point number three, allow God's grace on your life to speak for you. Oh, glory to God. Oh, I pray that you were encouraged by that. I believe that many of you are shifting and you're getting into alignment with the purposes and plans that God has for your life. It's time. It is time. Don't wait another second for man's validation. No, you've been validated and it's time to move forward in what God's placed in your heart. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice. God, I pray that you would bless them now, encourage them and strengthen them to be bold, strengthen them to be courageous, strengthen them to step forward and to do what you've called them to do, God, whatever that is. It'll look different for everyone, God, but I believe that you're stirring that gift in them again and you're bringing it back up in their heart again, Father. Oh God, may they go forward in faith, trusting and believing that you've validated them, you've equipped them, you've called them, and it's time for them to advance the kingdom and it's time for them to move forward with boldness, knowing that you are on their side. And if God be for them, who can be against them? Bless them now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Oh, glory to God. I'm so super excited because I believe that the Spirit of the Lord is moving. I believe the Holy Spirit is speaking to you now. Listen, you make sure you share this with someone. If you have an opportunity on the platform that you're listening to this on to leave a comment, make sure you do. It blesses me to know that this is blessing you. So I pray that this made a difference in your life today. And I pray that you were encouraged. And remember, oh, you got this. Well, thank you for listening to the Encouragement Fuel for the Journey podcast, where I believe that encouragement is the fuel for our journey. Now, if you were encouraged inside of the word today, I invite you to subscribe to our podcast and share it with a friend. Be sure to join us next week as we continue to get fueled in the word and provide the encouragement you need to keep moving forward. And remember, you got this.